Hello, dear friends. Once again, it is time for Let's Talk About Jesus, our weekly Bible study right here on our website. Thank you for joining us today. If you have your Bible, we're going to continue the study on the subject, the life-changing Word of God. And we have taken for a text in the Old Covenant, Psalm 19, verse 7 and verse 8. As we go forward in this teaching, I believe that God is going to speak to your heart. I know when I teach the Word of God, when I preach the Word of God, I always hear the Word of God. Amen. There's something about, even if you're reading and studying a scripture, to read it sometimes out loud. There's something about hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hallelujah. And he that hath an ear, Jesus said to each of the seven churches of Asia in the book of Revelation, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now, he's not just talking about having the capability of listening and not being deaf. He's talking about having a heart to hear and to give heed to the Word of God, to the truth of God, according to the Holy Scriptures. So today, as we go to the Word, I don't believe you would be at this website right now if you didn't have that kind of heart today. And that gets exciting to me because Jesus said, if this holy seed falls on a good ground heart, it will bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Hallelujah. That means, we used to say it when we would begin a study of the Scripture or the preaching or teaching of the Scripture in our church, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Why? Because you're going to be exposed to this potent, powerful, eternal Word. Hallelujah. And the promise is, let me give you the promise about it from the Old Covenant. He said, my Word is like the rain and snow that comes down out of heaven, waters the earth, causes it to bring forth and to bud, so shall the Word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will accomplish that I desire. It'll prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Well, God's sending His Word to you and to me today. Hallelujah. So if we have the kind of heart that will receive it with the intention, with the help and grace of God to understand it and to obey it, it will bring forth fruit today. Hallelujah. So you will, after this broadcast, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. So in Psalm 19, 7 and 8, once again on the subject, the life-changing Word of God. It simply says this, just two verses, but there's so much in them today. The law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And once we establish that truth, by the way, the law here is not the law of Moses. It's not the Ten Commandments. It can include that, but it is not that in particular. It literally means the doctrine, the scriptures, the teaching. We're told to earnestly contend in the New Covenant for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. And we're told of Timothy. I love what Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, I know you got faith. He was discouraged, didn't think he had any faith. And Paul was reminding him, since discouragement can cause you not to use your faith. But if you're a Christian, you've been exposed to the Word of God. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have any faith. Do you understand the difference between not using what you have and not having anything to use? And here's what Paul reminded Timothy, who was deeply discouraged. He had been set forth in ministry. Hands had been laid on him. There was an impartation of ministry gifts to him. They were laying dormant in him because of discouragement. And the letter from Paul to Timothy was this: God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And then he told him, he said, I know that there's faith in you. I know that you have faith. Amen. Because there was faith in your grandmother and there was faith in your mother. For from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. This is what the law of the Lord is all about. The Word of God. Sola Scriptura. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what it's all about. From a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. You know the faith and you have faith because you've been exposed to the Word of God from a child. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, let's get in this today. The law of the Lord, the doctrine of the Lord, therefore, is perfect. Three things as a result of studying and seeking to discover and obey His will through His Word. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Remember what Paul told Timothy. They're able to make you wise unto salvation. Hallelujah. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Remember the Old Testament prophet? He said, Thy words were found. I did eat them. I internalized them. Hallelujah. And they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And it goes on to say, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. But let's back up and take these three great dynamics of the studying of the Scripture, the studying of the true doctrine. Number one is wisdom and understanding. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The witness is what this means, is sure, steadfast, certain, making wise the simple. Hallelujah. We read this last week, but as we go forward in review, Psalm 119, verse 99 says, I have more understanding than my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Let's look once again at 1 Timothy 4. I think we stopped with this scripture last week. And verse 13 says, Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. To doctrine. Now, doctrine, that's not a bad word. Sometimes we've kind of made it something that's not positive because so many people are arguing over doctrine and there's so much false doctrine. But doctrine is vitally important to us because it's about the truth of the Word of God, establishing the principles that we're to live our life by, the knowledge that we need to make us wise. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar for the Word of God to impact your life. Because it's going to do more than impact your mind. It's going to impact you spiritually as well. So that's why he said to take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing so you will save yourself and them that hear you. Praise God. Amen. Let's go forward. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. A statute here is a permanent rule, an established law. The Hebrew means a mandate, an order, or a command issued on high authority. And the word right here in the Hebrew comes from a word that means straight, righteous, just. A synonym would be equitable and fair and true. Friend of mine, God is a God of order, divine order. He does everything according to fixed spiritual laws of operation. He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. He says, be merciful, and you shall obtain mercy. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Even in the Old Covenant, it's compared to agricultural laws. If you plant a seed, there's a time to plant. And there is a time to bring in the harvest. And as long as the sun rises and sets, that law is in effect. As long as the world stands, that law in agriculture stands. But God's law will outlast the world itself. God has not mocked, the scripture said, whatsoever a man soweth. You see, it's a fixed spiritual law, a statute. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And we reap in kind, and we reap more than we have sown. If we sow the wind, we don't reap wind. If we sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. That can be positive. Plant corn, you don't get one piece of corn, one kernel of corn for the seed of corn that you planted. No, you get an ear of corn. Hallelujah. So in the negative sense, sowing rebellion and sowing disobedience and sowing haughtiness and pride will reap much more judgment in our life and chastisement in our life than anything that we have sown. Listen. It is so important to understand God doesn't decide these things. He has decided them. He's made the decision that He's going to run His universe by the law of sowing and reaping. And we find that law throughout the scriptures. Forgiveness is based on that law. Amen. That's why in the pattern prayer that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, it's really not His prayer. If you want to see Jesus' prayer for us and all saints, go to John 17. But go in Matthew and read what we call the Lord's Prayer is a pattern for us to pray in for all prayer. It should contain these principles. Starts out with our Father, which art in heaven, to acknowledge a paternal relationship with God. But it goes on to say that forgive us our trespasses, our transgressions, our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. See, if we sow forgiveness, we'll reap forgiveness. We sow mercy, we reap mercy. Hallelujah. That law is in effect. And when we discover it's in the Word of God, we begin to operate on the positive side of that law. I want to be on the, when I reap what I sow, I want to sow something that's good. How about you? Something that's going to bless me and glorify God in the process. How about you today? These are fixed laws. So God doesn't get up and say, you know, Bobby, he sowed unforgiveness, so I'm going to be hard on him today because he's going to need forgiveness and he's broken spiritual law and I can't give it to him until he forgives. So I'm just going to nail him. No, that's decided. God doesn't have to decide that. He's decided it. He's revealing it to me through the Word of God so I can get on the right side of that. And if I'm on the wrong side, to repent and get on the right side. Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anyone. See, we've made this just faith. Just to reach out by faith and grab what you want. No, the heart precedes the legal use of faith. The attitude of the heart and the actions of the life precede the use of faith. It's not legal to try to circumvent a spiritual law or a statute, a permanent rule here. Oh, friend of mine, you know, we as Christians need to be spiritual lawyers. We need to understand spiritual law, and we need to live by these permanent rules established, because God is a God of order, and He's already made the decision that I'm going to operate by these laws I have established toward you, and they cannot be broken. They are permanent. You can't circumvent them. You know, too many people are sowing the wrong seed all week long and coming to church on Sunday and praying for a crop failure. It just doesn't work like that. And He's given us His Word. He's given us His Word, sola scriptura. He's given us the Bible. He's given us what I'm reading you right now in the many scriptures that we try to commit ourselves to obeying and to teach others from the Word of God, that we might operate on the positive side of spiritual law. Amen. Whatever we sow, make no mistake about it, we're going to reap. And so we need to sow the right kind of seed here today. Understand and apply spiritual law. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. You sow that. What happens? Amen. If we don't, then the Father won't forgive us. But if we're merciful and we forgive, and listen, when you forgive, forgive others for the same reason that God has forgiven you. Not that they might deserve it, not that they have somehow shown contrition and made some grand apology to you. No, you forgive for the same reason that God has forgiven you. And why is that? The Bible said, be ye kind-hearted to one another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake. And only for Christ's sake. Friend, if it wasn't for Jesus, you couldn't be forgiven. I don't care how great you are. Well, how great you think you are. And me too. Amen. I don't care how good you are or good you think you are. Neither of them will cause God's forgiveness to flow to you. What did and does and will cause His forgiveness to flow to you is for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, He said in the old covenant, a type of Christ to come, I will pass over you. Glory to God. It's because of what Jesus has done. So are you understanding spiritual law today? It's a statute, and the statutes of the Lord are right, and they should rejoice our heart. Because once we discover how to operate on the right side of this thing, I've been sowing mercy. I know God's going to be merciful to me. Now, if you don't sow mercy, the same judgment, listen to the negative side of spiritual law. The same judgment we meet without shall be meted to us again. Sow it, reap it. Amen. Don't be, even if people deserve the judgments that we decide upon, boy, God ought to, yeah, no, let Him decide that. You know what He said? He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith God. And that's why Paul said concerning Alexander the coppersmith, who was making these images and selling them to false deities, false gods to be worshipped, and he hated the Christian faith, and he was hard on Paul because the Apostle Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Listen, he didn't say, God get him, God slay him, God nail him. He said, the Lord reward him according to his works. Spiritual law will take care of that. God's set law, God's statutes will take care of that. It is not for me to do. It's not for you to do. God takes care of that. We're called to the witness stand. Amen. We're not called to the judgment seat. That's exclusively God's and Christ, because He never sinned. And we cannot say that. Friend of mine, I'm so glad today that God is a merciful God. I'm glad He's given us His Word and urged us to study and to understand it and apply it to our life so that He can bless us according to His Word, which is according to His will. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a God of order. I want to say it again. He does everything according to fixed laws of operation. And the law of sowing and reaping is a perfect example of God's just statutes. It is the law of reciprocals, which is to repay in kind. Given it shall be given unto you. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. The same judgment we mete out will be meted to us again. Listen, God moves in His mercy and His grace according to spiritual law that has already previously been established. Amen. If we sow contrition and repentance, all of that love that sent Jesus and all of that love that held Him to the cross is able to be poured upon us today. I always encourage people, don't run from God in rebellion and haughtiness and hardness. Run to God. Run to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Him love you in the sense of showing that love by forgiving you, pardoning your sin, amen, breaking you out of the prison house of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son today. Hallelujah. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Hallelujah. And the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The commandment of the Lord is literally pure, meaning free from defilement. God's commandment is free from deceit, and they bring illumination and pure light. The Bible says of Him, there is no darkness at all, neither of variableness, not even a shadow of turning. Amen. There has to be some darkness for a shadow to appear. In Him there is none. He is pure. He is holy. And that's why David said, Thy word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And in Psalm 119, 130, he said, The entrance of Thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. I like what Woodrow Wilson said, a president that read the Bible. And listen to how he talked about that experience. He said, The Bible is the revelation of the meaning of life, the nature of God, and the spiritual nature and needs of men. It is the only guide of life which leads the spirit in the way of peace and salvation. Praise God. This is the life-changing word of the living God today. And it will, we used to sing a song. We used to have a song before the word sometimes that said ancient words, tried and true, changing me and changing you. Hallelujah. Oh, let those ancient words impart. That set up a situation where we are to hear and give heed to the Word of God. It'll do the work if it can find that kind of heart. I pray you have that kind today. Listen to Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus in closing today. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 15. He said, Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. What spirit is this? This has to be, amen, the Holy Spirit's work in our life. The Bible calls, see, He gives more than a liver shiver on Sunday morning. Don't get me wrong. I love the blessing of the Lord. I love the presence of the Lord, the manifest presence of the Lord. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. and He has come to guide us into all truth. And He's come to give us the truth about God and about Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, to give you the Spirit in our own spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. Here we are, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. What a prayer for revelation in the knowledge of Him. Praise God, the commandment of the Lord. It's all about the Scripture. It's all about the Word. It's pure enlightening the eyes. Hallelujah. How we need revelation knowledge from the Word of God. The written Word is inerrant and eternal. On the page, it is Logos. And it's all Scripture is inspired by God. But when we read it and when we hear it with the heart to heed it, hallelujah, it becomes Rhema, R-H-E-M-A, Rhema, R-E-A-M-A, Rhema. It becomes something that leaps out of the page and into our heart, and from our heart into our life. The life-changing Word of God, the Word of God ever true, changing me and changing you. You know, if you don't know Jesus Christ today, the Word of God that you are hearing can change you. Can change you from a child of darkness to a child of life. Can cause you to know the truth about your lost condition and to know that there is a sovereign and a Savior who is seeking to save your soul. And you can come to Him. In fact, you can run to Him instead of run from Him. And you can have your sins forgiven and your life here changed and your destiny changed. Hallelujah. He will save you. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit and He will keep you safe from the wrath to come. That is life-changing Word. How shall they hear the Scriptures teach without a preacher preaching that Word? How shall they believe upon Him that they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. There's no big thing going to happen to me for doing this until I get to heaven. But right now, there's a mighty big thing that can happen to you. Praise God. You can come to Jesus. You can get saved today. You can get right with God today. Hallelujah. And His Word will become the rejoicing of your heart. It'll become the joy of your soul when you hear it, when you read it, because you know God is using it to keep you safe from that that is to come, to seal you for heaven and save you from the wrath to come. So I pray today that you will come to Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you will repent of your sin, that you will turn from darkness to light, from sin to Christ, from Satan to God today. It will change your life right here, right now, and it will change where you spend all eternity. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So God has sent me to tell you this today. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. I believe He's calling you right now in this holy moment, in these last closing moments I believe that He's calling you. I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe you're here by accident. I do believe in divine appointments. And today I pray you will heed the call and you will come to Jesus. And Christian, today when there's so many distractions, so many people compromising, in the midst of the falling away that precedes the great tribulation to come and will occur during it worse than it is or could ever have dreamed it to be, the love of many waxing cold. Let's get back in church. Let's get back in the Bible. Let's get back in Bible study. Let's get in the Word so the Holy Spirit can get the Word down inside of us and plant it. And it'll do the work. It will change your life. Hallelujah. And it will change us in such a way that we can live a life of victory and bring glory to God until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Come back next week, will you? Let's get in the Word of God and let's talk about Jesus.